Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Good day. Welcome to Thursday. Here we go. The weekend's nearly upon us. Electric Picnic weekend. Have we got tickets to give away for EP this weekend, JP? Are we excited about that?
Do
we
no have tickets to give away? No,
Who gave the to this?
I think Louise just gave them away, yeah.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, Louise, well, I'm not sure what... What's the story of Pamela Joyce, by the way? She's working part-time these days.
she's job-sharing
or something. Yeah. Where's Pamela Joyce? It's ridiculous.
She's on flexi time.
Absolute joke shop. I won't mind as well, but I've made it clear. I've made it abundantly clear.
Your position is clear on this.
My position is abundantly clear.
Yeah. What is your position again?
My position is I want that gig.
Oh, yeah.
That's my gig.
Mm.
Lunchtime's on Today FM. Ray Foley Show. Me, you, and Gleason. That's my show she's doing in there.
And you would show up?
I'd show up.
That's your USP.
I would show that lunchtime slot the respect that it deserves. That the respect has been crying out for since 2012, since I vacated the position. And they won't even give me a crack at the fill-ins. Just take me off the bench, coach.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Ready and willing and able, yeah.
Where is she now? She's all flouncing around, is she?
I don't know. She's playing golf yesterday or something.
Are you joking me?
No, I wouldn't joke about
golf. A plum job on Today FM radio and she's off playing golf instead of on here entertaining the listeners day in, day out, as I do. Blood, sweat and tears.
It's kind of snooty when you think about it. She's sort of stiffed the job, gone off and playing golf.
It's ridiculous. What else have we got? We've got back to school, of course. Back to school. Loads of back to schoolers this week. And of course, your Facebook feeds and your timeline's been polluted now with the moms and dads taking photographs of their beloved little Johnny. Look at little Jane and little Johnny. Oh, look at the photographs taken and the uniforms at the front of the house. Oh my God, they're gorgeous. Oh, heartbreaking today. Oh my God, they're gorgeous. So, of course, I did one as well. We did one our family. And it was Kate, my beloved wife, and my two big lumps of children, Andrew, who's 9, and Matthew, who's 11. Matthew is as big as her now. He's actually kind of towering over her.
Wow.
It's scary for all of us. And I took this photograph. I got them to smile, say cheese for this photograph outside the front of the house.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
How long do you reckon they say cheese for?
4 seconds.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
There's a lot of E's in those cheeses.
Yeah.
Say cheese.
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 Is it a video? It's a video.
Matthew's daddy is the best. Have a listen again. Daddy.
Today FM Summer.
Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime. Adventure of a Lifetime. Coldplay, Today FM. This is the station playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. How you doing? I tell you, I should be more of a DJ and less of a shy talk.
You could actually double job and use a different voice and present at the weekends.
I used to have a fake... Hi, by the way, Orla's here, everyone.
Oh, look. Hi. Oh, the gang is all here.
Did you grace us with your presence today? She shows up once every 2 weeks. And she's... Lady Muck. Lady Muck. Breezing into the studio as it suits her. You're the new Pamela Joyce. I tell you, just occasionally doing a bit of radio as it suits you. Ridiculous.
Sometimes I can tell you need a pick-me-up and that's when I just drop into you and
I've
say
started
hi.
Using chocolate as my pick-me-up. A flat white and a single
Lovely.
Chocolate. And it's great. And do you know what I've done now is I've stopped buying the coffee because in the coffee shop they give you a single chocolate with your coffee.
Mm.
So I've been going in and buying a coffee for the single chocolate, the freebie they give you. Just I do it about half one. For the show, I'm caffeinated and chocolated and ready to take on the nation in a radio sense. Excuse me. So I've been going in the last sort of fortnight or so, I've been going in for the coffee and the free single chocolate, right? And it occurred to me, it only occurred to me today, I was like, I'm not here for the coffee at all. So I bought 20 of the chocolates.
Ooh, nice.
I've got 20 of them for the next, so the next 3 weeks I'm covered.
You were about to tell us you had a fake something or other.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Apparently you got a fake something or other, you said, about radio or something.
I'm just going to leave that to your imagination.
Okay.
You pick. If you want to text in, guess what I've got? A fake what? 0874 100 102. I have a fake D. I had a fake DJ name. This is a very common thing in radio circles. Mm. DJs not having real... DJs having real names, but like not using their real names on the radio.
I know that I know what your fake name was, but I cannot remember. Was it Brian something?
It was Brian something, yeah. Oh. You see, I could be Brian. I could do two shifts. I could get paid double the money.
Yeah.
Do I have it, I wonder? Actually, please hold. I think it's Brian with an I.
Oh, obviously.
No, I don't have it.
Like Brian Williams or something like that? Did your surname have an S on the end of it?
It did, yeah. The reason I had it was because I was reading the news on... It was either 98FM or way back in the day there was a station called Q... No, Light FM. Called Q now, and I was reading the news there, and I wasn't allowed to be Ray Foley reading the news on one station and then Ray Foley acting the Egypt on another station, so my DJ name became Brian Peters. No,
was it a first name that could be a surname?
No, it's not.
Brian Wilson.
No. yeah I can always have Brian Wilson.
Brian May.
Brian Davids.
It is a favorite. It is a famous Brian, though. Former politician, now working for the banks.
Brian Cowan. No.
No. Working for the Irish Banking Federation. Is he the president of the Irish Banking Federation? Brian Hayes.
Oh, there you go. Brian Hayes.
Let's do it. Yeah, because it's perfect as well for the end, for the S's. That's sure Coldplay. How you doing? It's Coldplay. Today FM, playing the music you love. How's it going? Good afternoon. Brian Hayes. I'm very from Dublin as well. Brian Hayes in the afternoon. How's it going? It's Ray here. It's Brian here. Ah, sugar. I forged it.
Forged.
Yeah, I forged it. What would JP... We should do have a random DJ name generator. The reason they called me Brian Hayes, by the way, was because the jingles guy had done a load of names. There was Brian something, and then there was like something Hayes.
Yeah.
So they put the two of them together, and I became Brian Hayes.
Seems like more of a newsreader name.
A very good afternoon. This is Brian Hayes.
Very trustworthy.
Brian Hayes with your headlines. A not very well liked broadcasting DJ has changed his name in the interest of tax evasion purposes. He's been charged. And he will be prosecuted within the full extent of the law. Matt Graney reports from the Four Courts. Matt Graney?
Brian.
What?
Brian Graney.
Frank.
I give up. Do you know what? We really need to start listening to the radio.
Wow.
I just ran into him upstairs.
You ran into Brian Graney?
Yeah.
Was it Matt Graney, Brian Graney, or Frank Graney?
It was all three Graneys.
He met all the Graney brothers were upstairs in reception. Right, any suggestions then for JP's DJ name, and JP then will present the next link.
Oh, super.
As the name we decide. 0874 100 102. I think I like Marty.
Oh, no.
Marty's a classic DJ really? Name.
He's not a Marty.
What do you think?
I'm going to have a think about that.
Hang on. DJ name generator. There must be one online.
I don't mind being like a Dave Phillips.
Oh, there is that rule of where you need a first name. The both names need to both be first names.
Yeah. But you stick an S on the second name.
Dave James.
He was a goalkeeper.
Stephen James. Stephen Stevens.
That's an option.
It'd be Stephen with a Y. No, and a V. What?
Stephen with a V and then Stevens with a PH, the second one.
Yeah.
Just to differentiate. DJ name generator. Here we go. Hopefully this is clean now. Spiciness. Hip-hopify your name. Generate. How do we do this? Your name is DJ Ignorant Ice.
That works.
These are just DJ names, I think. DJ Hospitable Hood Rat. Refresh. Sorry. DJ Ugly Up.
Nailed it.
I think we should just go. We'll go with this then. We'll put it out there. We'll give a pen to the best one. 0874 100 102. And the only rule is it needs to be two first names. So like, I can't even think of Adrian Stevens, Adrian Johns, Derek Michaels. Do you understand?
The choice is yours. Come on.
So it's names for the two Christian names put together to make one double barrel name, and then JP will introduce the next song as that DJ.
This is exciting.
He's going to be the best goddamn DJ in the afternoons since I quit lunchtimes in 2012. 0874 100 102 if you'd like to pick one. Or do you know what? Even better, if you'd like to record yourself as your DJ name as well, record it in on WhatsApp. 0874 100 102. Now, this is radio. Today FM for your Thursday afternoon. A very good afternoon. Text 0874 100 102 for whatever you're up to this afternoon. This is Key and the Crow. Brian Hayes with you. When I was five, you were this is Today FM. A very good afternoon to you. Brian Hayes with you this afternoon. Say good afternoon to JP this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Raymond. Brian, apologies.
And good afternoon to Orla Orbit.
Good afternoon. I can't do it.
Good afternoon. Today FM, play the music you love. Hiya, Turner.
Is it nearly easier to do the show like that?
As a DJ.
Because you just trot out a bunch of cliches, don't you?
0874 100 102 if you want to get in touch. I don't want to get in touch. Or for whatever you're up to this afternoon, 0874 100 102. I'm getting my teeth pulled. Why do I need to text you? Sorry if you get your teeth pulled. Right, 0874 100 102 if you want to get in touch. I say, there I am doing it now. Let's do a roll call. Ray on show, JP.
Asha, Arla Ormond.
Asha.
In the house.
Alan Mahon on show here, lads. Back to school and back to traffic being rubbish. Love the show. Hey cheers. The rubbish definitely picking up. The rubbish traffic, particularly this morning, I saw it. On show, Ray, speaking of show, this is show number 303. Soft launch, day 303.
That's why I'm here.
Do you remember? Yeah, she's just in for the celebrations. Do you remember the band from 303? Yeah, the band 303, yeah, with Katy Perry. They did a song called Starstruck with Katy Perry from Jamie Love the Show. Hey. I do remember. Hang on now, do I have to get it for you?
One hit wonders they were.
Oh, it was 3-0-O-H exclamation mark, wasn't it?
Sorry, what?
Three, instead of like the letter O or the number zero, it was O-H exclamation mark and then a three. 3-0-3-O-H,
yeah, 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 yeah. Do I have it? Yeah, I do. Katy Perry in 3-0. This is a brilliant song. I don't care what anybody says. This is a great song. And then we had Anne do a version of it about the type of boys she fancies in Whelan's. This is incredibly sexist, I think, is it?
Yeah,
nice,
not suitable
legs.
For 2023.
It sounds like a Lonely Island song.
Wolf whistling. It does sound like Lonely Island, doesn't it? Again, low cut see-through shirts that make you wolf whistle. I like the song, but the content is not, the lyrics aren't doing it for me. Not in 2023. That's the way she come through life. Cause I just set them up, just set them up, just set them up tonight. We're going to play Anne's version then.
Do you have it?
I'm looking for her. Just set them up, just set them up. To Katie first with the chorus. Just set them up, just set them up, just set them up to knock them down. I think I should know how to make love to something and it's still without leaving my fingerprints out. This is them. I don't know how it's going. No, that's the instrumental. I think you might be off the hook here. One second, because I'll give it one more go through. Anne is, look, is screaming at the radio, going, no, no,
do
please.
Do not play that song.
Starstruck, no. It's got, it's, what was the name? Did we give it a fake name? I should look it. Try and find it later. And then loads of names for JP's DJ name coming. Ooh. This is brilliant. Peter suggested DJ J. Peters.
That's close enough actually to work, yeah.
Kevin Mayo, Adam, DJ Adam Adams. Stephen Andrada says Alan Stevens. What about Andrew Matthews in the afternoon from Richie? Richie, I know, on Andy Matthews.
Yeah.
It's the perfect DJ name.
And combining your two sons' names, that's a bit strange.
Oh my God, I never thought of that.
Weird. Ray Foley, Dad of the Year, 2023.
Oh yeah, I've got two kids. Danny Daniels from Danny. I suppose you can do Raymond Raymonds. Or Ray Raymonds. Nah, I don't know. I think Jay Peters works.
I like Jay Peters.
Are we, yeah. Hello, good afternoon. Jay Peters in the afternoon. How you doing? Jay Peters with you in the afternoon now. 087. That is. right, so what do you want to do? We're finishing Keane to Crow, are we?
Am I introing Christina?
Christina Aguilera, yeah. Nice long intro on that, right?
Is there a long intro?
Okay. 16, yeah.
Okay.
You're right?
Possibly.
In your own song. That is
Keane to Crow there on Today FM. Play the music you love on this great Thursday afternoon. Really want to hear from you. What you got going on today? 0874 100 102. Going to play you a little song now from a little lady who needs a bit of a shower. It's Christina Aguilera and Dirty.
No, you have to keep going until
I get to see. I would have hit the button.
Did you not see the little
button.
Signal?
Well, I'll hit the button when you give me the signal then this time. That is
one of Ireland's best new artists, Keane to Crow, there with Heaven on Today FM. Hopefully you're having a heavenly Thursday. This Thursday, of course, lots of back to stool.
Back to stool.
Do you know what? This DJ Peters, he doesn't have a future.
JP, you have to use your name as well.
J Peters here, live and locked and loaded on Today FM. Go back in time now to the year 2002. It's Christina Aguilera. She's got the boxing gloves on. She needs a wash. She's feeling dirty today, I think.
Wow.
Jay Peters. That guy is mediocre.
It's on from 7 tonight. Jay Peters, Today FM. Christina Aguilera, Dirty, Today FM, playing the music you love. Oh, hit the wrong button there. Leave it on though, will I?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Good, very good afternoon to you. I've turned into Jay Peters. It's Ray here. JP's there.
How are you?
Orla Ormond.
Hello.
Jay Peters seems very fixated on Christina Aguilera's personal hygiene from Kieran. Yeah, I don't know if necessarily, if the girl doesn't want to have a wash, she doesn't have to have a wash. It's not up to us, or particularly Peters, to be calling her out on this on the national platform.
That's also why he's not on that often, do you know what I mean?
He's only getting fill-in shifts.
She says she wants to get dirty, so that implies that she's currently clean.
Uh-huh.
Good point.
Yeah.
Hey, DJ Brian Hayes, could you please wish no. Could you please wish Shay a happy birthday? He's the big 27 today. Thanks from Dan.
That's a great name for DJ Brian Hayes to wrestle with, Shay.
Do you want me to do it?
Go on then. And by the way, you have to pronounce birthday the way DJs pronounce birthday.
You got the right guy for this. The perfect person for the game. She's a dirty girl. Christina Aguilera. She's filthy. Really nasty. Play FM, play the music you love. It's DJ Brian Hayes here in the afternoon. Filling in for Ray Foley. And that is Christina Aguilera. 0874 100 102. Whatever you're up to this afternoon, and I know someone had a big celebration. It's Shay. Not an easy one. Not an easy one to pronounce with the DJ sibilance going on. But Shay. Shay is celebrating a birthday today.
Birthday. Yeah.
That's correct. A birthday, not a birthday. Shout out to Shay. Happy birthday for your 27th birthday. That's from Dad.
Ray.
All right, enough of this nonsense. Moving on.
With Care Plus.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. It's Ray here. JP's over there.
Hello, hi.
Hang on a minute now. I never got me bloody fanfare. Oh, my goodness. Start blowing the horns and...
You know when you get used to something
Kira,
and then you don't
Kira,
get
Kira,
it?
Kira, spoiler alert!
Like,
oh my God, Kira!
Jesus.
Kira, you're not here yet until I play the bloody
Sorry,
thing.
Hold on. I'll go back outside.
Oh, no, you've ruined it now.
I'm not playing.
You know he's in a sulk.
I'm taking my ball, I'm going
home. The show gone. Hey, Matt, can you come in an hour and a half
that's
early?
That's the show gone now.
Matt!
She's ruined the show.
Yeah. That slammed the brakes on things, hasn't it? And it was actually quite a good show up to that point.
Nah, it wasn't.
Well, was it not? No.
Better than average.
Well, this is awkward. Will we start that again? Well, I just, turn off my mic or something?
No, you've ruined it now.
All right, JP, do you want to hear about the Equalizer 3?
Not yet. It's too early for that.
It's too early for that.
Did you want to do the quiz?
Yeah, I have a quiz and everything for this.
Kira's here to ruin. Kira's ruined the show now. Ladies and gentlemen, did you see the thing about the dodgy boxes being cancelled?
I saw that. And they're focusing on 7 counties, I think.
Yeah, apparently I heard a statistic like 170,000 dodgy boxes in Ireland.
Wow.
Isn't that something else? And JP's got 25,000 of them.
And good rates, guys. Get in touch.
He's selling them out of the back of his van in the forecourt. Right, lads, here we go. Ready? Well, a bit of cop now, okay? Now, Kira, you hold your wished, okay? Do you a bit of a sing song. Here she comes. It's Kira King. It's Kira King. Ladies and gentlemen, Kira King.
Peter says, hello. Jesus, is that Kira? I thought I'd switched on the Ray Darcy show by accident. Never do that, Peter.
How dare you?
You'd have to do a deep cleaning of your radio, wouldn't you?
Thank you for your correspondence, sir. And thanks for the message. How's Kira?
I'm good. I'm allowed to speak now, am I? Great. Yeah, I'm very good. It's great to be in with you.
Is it?
Well, I don't know now, actually.
What do you prefer, being on Ray Darcy's show or being on our show?
Oh, no. No, boys, come on. I have to be a diplomat here.
She's gone
that's
red.
That's not
She's
an answer.
Actually gone red.
That's not an answer. Anyone want an answer? We'll wait. 0874-100-102. JP wants to do a game.
Yeah, it's EP. Tomorrow kicking off. But I think if you've got early access camping tickets, I believe you can get in today. So it sort of starts today.
What would you be at?
Pitching up, getting relaxed, getting the lay of the land. Do you know what I mean?
That means, though, that by next Monday morning,
right. You
would be horrific. You'd be disgusting by next Monday. If you're going now.
You'd be fairly rancid already.
Oh, my God, you dirty thing.
So this year, Killers, Billie Eilish, The Script, all headlining. We know who they are.
They're the big ones.
Yeah. All kinds of other artists confirmed for EP, though, 90% of which I don't know and never heard of.
Well, you're not
really old.
See, you're not an influencer. JP, you're a broadcaster. You're not an influencer.
I'm going to test both your knowledge of current artists by giving you a list of names.
Okay.
You have to tell me if they're real artists performing at Electric Picnic or if I'm trying to trick you with made-up names. So you need to tell me if they are Picnic, real, or Tricknick, fake.
This is one of these situations, Kira, where JP has come up with a name.
Yeah.
And he's worked backwards from the name.
Yeah.
To come up with a bit, a radio bit.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, ladies first, so...
Classic rules do apply, so we'll start with you, Ray. Picnic or Tricknick, Viagra Boys.
The Viagra Boys.
The Viagra Boys.
Could you give us a bit of context? Where are they performing? What night?
I can't give you any clues.
Oh, you can't tell me anything?
I don't think they've released the stage times.
Are they on the Salty Dog?
Possibly,
on the Sunday night?
I'm going to need an answer. Viagra Boys, please.
Viagra Boys, not real.
They are Picnic, they are real. They're performing at the festival. Yeah, so you're one down... Well, Kira,
I would have said they weren't real either. Okay,
is this Picnic or Tricknick? Soupy Noodles.
Oh, Soupy Noodles. Oh, like they could. That could be a real band.
It's a ramen stew.
Yeah. Soupy Noodles, I'm going to say that they are Picnic.
They're Tricknick.
Oh, for God.
It's a close game so far, guys. Ray.
You can play along at home, listener. 0874-100-102.
Shout at the radio. Audible Chocolate. Picnic or Tricknick?
Audible Chocolate.
Yeah.
Audible Chocolate.
Yeah.
Live on stage. On the main stage. In the tent. Audible Chocolate. Powerful voice.
Yeah.
Crazy instrumentals. I'm going to say it's Picnic.
You're correct.
Yeah. That's
takes a 1-0 lead.
Have you heard of Audible Chocolate
before?
No,
I've never heard, but what a great name, though.
It's good. You can't tell us when they're playing or anything. You've nothing done. You've only got the names.
I don't have the stage times or stage.
You're no good to me.
Kira.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Picnic or Tricknick? Come on, get serious.
Guys, cop on.
Yeah, cop on. Bit of cop, Kira, yeah. Ishbini Naharan. Ishbini Naharan. Also known as Sausages of Ireland.
No, I'm sorry. Tricknick.
They are Picnic. They are performing this year at Electric Picnic.
Joking?
I am not joking. Guys, we're halfway. The tension. It's non-existent.
It's palpable, guys.
Ray, Picnic or Tricknick? Real or fake? DJ Pritstick and the Blue Tax. That's T-A-X-X.
Oh, okay.
DJ Pritstick and the Blue Tax. Tricknick or Picnic? Picnic or Tricknick?
I'm going to say that's a Tricknick.
You are correct.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's 2-0 up. Come on, Kiri, you're still in the game.
Right, okay.
Avian flu.
Okay, that'd be a controversial one, though.
Can I steal? I think I might have heard.
Well, if she's going to refuse to give an answer,
I'm going
to
say Picnic. Kira.
You're saying Picnic. Mm-hmm. Ray, what are you saying?
I would say Picnic as well.
You're both wrong. It's Tricknick. Come on, guys. Cop on. Cop Ray, on. Back to you. Don't worry, guys. We've only got two more.
Look at the power. JP is...
He's mad on power.
Respect the quiz, guys.
Right
guys. Guys, guys, come on. Come on, respect the quiz. Respect the quiz.
Very noisy in here at the moment. Ray, back to you. It's a 2-0 lead.
I'm separating ye. You're two messers. I'm separating ye. You come and sit off the front.
Tricknick or Picnic, Ray? Gurriers.
Picnic.
You're unstoppable. 3-0.
I'm a DJ. Guys, I'm a DJ. I'm an actual DJ.
Do you know what?
Today FM, proud media partners of this year's Electric Picnic. Yeah. Me, front and centre, as one of the ambassadors, the great ambassadors of Irish music.
Okay, right. Okay. So what is that? 3-0,
and live
JP.
Music. It's all about the live music experience,
the love of life.
Guys. Yeah. I immerse myself in live music. Every night I go home, I go into my music room and put on my headphones and I listen to records. I listen to the Viagra Boy. I pop a few Viagra Boys. And I tell you what, I'm... fully enjoying.
Right, JP, is there any other questions for me or did I just absolutely...
Do you know what?
There's one more.
Just because Ray's been blowing his own trumpet there, I'm going to allow you to steal at the death. If you can tell me, Tricknick or Picnic, Johnny and the Barter Accountants. Johnny and the Barter Accountants.
Sponsored by Renault.
It could be tiny.
Is it sponsored by Renault?
Can I just say, we're covering all the stages, including the comedy tent. Kira?
Oh.
So, Picnic!
It's Tricknick, Ray
Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he's done it again. One of the finest music broadcasters on Irish radio. Into Electric Picnic. Keep an eye out for me at EP this weekend with some great tunes like this. The Spice Girls on today FM. The rest is on. Jason, that is Jason Derulo, the other side, today FM. And music you love. Hey, how are ya? Ray Foley in the afternoon. It's Thursday. We're nearly there. There's JP.
Hiya.
And Kira King joins us. Oh, sorry, there's Kira.
Hello.
Hi, good day, madam.
Good day.
Kira's usually here not to be trounced by me in an Electric Picnic style quiz, but instead to talk about what's in the movies and what's on streaming on your tellies.
Yes.
This weekend. And Denzel is back.
Oh, Denzel. I love Denzel Washington. I could watch him in anything. And The Equalizer 3, it is in cinemas now. And it's basically Denzel Washington in Italy drinking cappuccinos and killing bad guys.
Is it... Isn't this kind of like... I think I saw the first one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Never bothered with the second, and now we're on to the third. This is just him having watched Liam Neeson do Taken and go, I can do that.
Well, or watched Keanu Reeves play John Wick. You know what I mean? It's just Denzel and Denzel's world playing those particular characters.
It's more of that.
Yeah.
This is the Equalizer 3. Have a listen.
What happens here happens in many towns. The Mafia. They're like cancer. Who said you could come here?
You should stay out of other people's business.
You seem like a man who understands violence.
Police found multiple dead bodies on that farm in Sicily. Did you kill him?
Do I look like a killer?
Well, yes, if you watched the first two. Killed a lot of people in the first ones.
Oh my God.
They've gone abroad for this one. He's on holidays now.
So he has been taken in by this little village in Sicily and he's been taken in by the people and they've kind of looked after him and he's decided that that's it now. He's just going to retire in Sicily and live out a beautiful life for himself. But of course, the mafia then come and start threatening all his new friends. And Denzel, like the opening scene in this, it opens in a villa in Sicily and it's very, very gruesome. And like, I know that I'm definitely more squeamish as I've gotten older, but it's like really gruesome. And
this is the killings.
So if you're by any way, if you were squeamish like me, I've gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Like, it's very much in your face and a little bit traumatic. So I will say that, okay?
How did he end up here? I don't even remember what the first one was. Was there a girl? Was he protecting a girl?
No, you're thinking of Man on Fire, which was the movie from 20 years ago starring Dakota Fanning. But actually, there's a nice shout out to this, to Dakota Fanning and Man on Fire in this movie. She plays the young CIA agent that he kind of takes underneath his wing, and he directs her to what these mafia ganglords are up to in Sicily and what they're trying to do to his friends and basically the world and whatnot. But Denzel Washington's really dark in this. Like, you know, I loved this movie. I love this movie in that it was exactly what I thought it was going to be, and it had the exact ending that I wanted it to be. And it was also set in Italy. Beautiful, okay? But yeah, the bad guys were bad. But I don't know, did they deserve the deaths that they got, or some of them got in this? Because Denzel Washington almost became like a serial killer as opposed to a CIA assassin.
Right.
You know, like this, it was dark. Guys.
Oh, I wonder what the thinking behind that is. Did John Wick do a little bit of that as well, where it went particularly dark or particularly intense?
I think he's forced into those situations, John Wick is. Whereas I remember from Man on Fire, and that sort of kicked off these movies, that it is considered quite gratuitous and very revengey. I mean, if you've got something that's annoying you in your life, you imagine yourself as Denzel just doing a lot of killings.
Okay, so there's a certain market for it.
Oh, there absolutely is. Like, but I knew exactly what it was going to be. So if you think of a Denzel Washington playing this character in The Equalizer, it's exactly it.
Okay.
And also, is every movie set in Italy these days?
Italy must be doing something.
The tax breaks and whatnot,
yeah,
I think.
I bet it is, yeah.
I mean, I'm not complaining. It's one of my favourite countries in the world. So I loved it. Denzel Washington and Italy, perfect, but just a little bit gruesome for me.
Okay, so tread softly or be warned before you go along. That's the Equalizer 3. I want to have a look at the new Adam Sandler movie.
Yes, but very, very quickly, it's also World Cinema Day. So if you are going to go to the cinemas this weekend, it's like €4 tickets across 99% of the cinemas in Ireland. So
On Saturday?
On Saturday.
Okay, World Cinema Day on Saturday. Worth checking in as well if you want to go to the pictures.
Ray Foley.
Denzel, gruesome.
Care plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference.
JFM Summer Cash
Machine. This is crazy, JP. The situation has just gone beyond a joke.
It's bats, Ray. It's just bats.
It's absolutely. Someone needs to call wildlife
control. Pest rent control. Rent-a-kill. Yeah, one of those.
Well, not rent-a-kill. You can't kill bats. They're an endangered species.
Like swans.
Sorry, what?
Like swans.
Swans.
Can't kill swans.
Don't kill a swan.
No.
They're beautiful and graceful. Over 40 grand. On the line, on the cash machine this afternoon. And this is a day one amount as well. We could be calling you now. You know the drill, answer within five rings, give us the exact amount, and you win it all. Imagine. Take the phone offside now, cop on. Lads, cop on.
Cop on, guys, come on.
Cop on. Barry's making that call, let's go. Thanks, Ray. Cop on, Barry.
One ring. Two rings. Three rings.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
Yes.
We're delighted to hear that. Who are we talking to?
My name is Anya.
Anya, it's a delight to have you on the line. Where are you today, Anya?
I'm in Kildare.
Did we catch you by surprise?
Oh, completely, yes. I'm getting ready for Electric Picnic tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Oh, no, now it's sinking in, Anya. Now it's sinking in.
Yeah.
What made you enter for the cash machine, Anya?
I've no money. I'm broke.
Is there a little bucket list, perhaps?
A family holiday, maybe.
Would you like to tell me how much is in that cash machine right now?
€40,674.28.
EP this weekend is only the second biggest thing that's going to happen for you, Anya. Congratulations! It's happened. You've emptied out the cash machine. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Anybody there with you at the moment, Anya?
My kids are here, but if I tell them, they'll lose their lives. I've just won €40,000. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I have to win a €40,000. My husband is jumping around the garden here.
Anya, I'll take a wild guess. They're going to have some great ideas, some suggestions on how you're going to spend that money too.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You've become our newest winner. Celebrate, have an amazing time at EP and enjoy that money. More than €40,000 is yours from the cash machine.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
The winning continues on Today FM's cash machine. Listen to The Last Word at 5 p.m. Get the new cash amount and we could be calling you.
Paying out thousands in cash all summer long. Today FM Summer Cash Machine.
Yes, Glyn, I'll be there. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hello! That poor girl, very upset on the line. Did you hear her, Kira? The poor girl. The
very disappointed.
The cash machine.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Anya. Heartbroken sound, do I?
We just... It's our... It's... it's ringing. I think our whole shtick is just ringing people and upsetting them down the phone.
Barry's good at that, actually.
He is a
terrible... Hello?
Hello, Anya.
Hi.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
Am I live?
Listen, I'm you are live. Don't swear. Please do not swear.
Okay.
Do not swear, potty mouth.
Don't swear even when you hear the news that Ray has to share with you, Anya.
Anya.
Just,
there was a mix-up, Anya. Yeah, turns out it was all a mix-up. It was all it was an IT glitch.
Yeah.
An IT glitch.
We've gone back over the tapes, Anya. You said 40,000.
We can't do that. We can't. How are you feeling? Have you calmed down? €40,674.28. We couldn't even. And we're, as you know, we're awful people on you.
The worst.
We couldn't pretend it was a joke or a scam. Come here. How are you feeling?
Delighted.
Right.
Absolutely delighted. I'm going to have some weekend at Electric Picnic.
Do you already have the ticket sorted?
Yeah.
Are you camping?
No.
So you're going to go up and down?
We live in Kildare, yeah.
All right, okay, so up and down.
Yeah.
You could glamp now or something, couldn't you
though? Indeed, yeah.
Do you know what? I could pink moon, yeah.
I have a funny feeling, Anya, now that you've got 40 grand in your back pocket, you will be the designated person going up to the bar all weekend for 8 pints.
I would say so, yeah.
What's your story? What's your situation? You live in Kildare, is it?
I live in Kildare, yeah. Work in Dublin, yep.
Okay, and are you off today or what's the story?
I'm off today, yeah, for the weekend for Electric Picnic, yeah.
Okay, who are you looking forward to seeing at the picnic?
Loads, Billie Eilish, Niall Horan, Saw Doctors, everything.
Were you going with someone to the picnic or was it
there's six of us, okay. Three couples, three mammies and daddies, we go every year.
Oh wow, fair play. Are you a mammy or a daddy yourself?
I am a mammy, yeah, three girls.
Okay, have you told them yet?
We'll have to expense already, yep.
it's gone. What ages are they?
13, 11 and 5.
Okay, so you're not going to get much out of that 40 grand at all, really?
No.
Right.
No, just the enjoyment of watching them spend it.
Yeah, it's an amazing phone call to get. I can only imagine.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Thank you so much.
Do you have any plans for it genuinely, or you're just going to see what happens?
No, I don't. I don't. I'll be sensible, hopefully. I'll go mad for this weekend and then I'll be sensible.
Yeah. You're entitled to it. You've earned it. Fingers crossed you get a nice bit of sunshine as well.
Exactly.
You still sound like you're in the coping phase.
My phone's hopping.
Well, I'm glad you answered it for us. You have won €40,674.28. Don't spend it all on Electric Picnic, please. Not all of it, anyway. The girls will kill you if you do.
Go on,
enjoy the picnic.
Thanks so much. Thanks a million.
You're welcome,
bye.
Madam. Another
Ray Foley
on the Summer Cash Machine.
With Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Good afternoon. Happy Thursday. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Kira King's in with us still.
I'm still here.
We're getting squeezed on time now. I wanted to talk about that new Adam Sandler movie, but we could either do that or Takeshi's Castle.
Well, why don't we do Takeshi's Castle?
This is like one of these crazy Japanese game show type things. Do you know The Hole in the Wall? Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
Where the way a wall would become... Do you know what I'm talking about, Kira?
The border wall. What? Sorry, no. The border wall at the start of all these kind of games where you'd climb up.
This is a separate show.
It's okay, a different show where there's a wall coming towards you in a shape of a human. Like, but cut out in the wall is the shape of a human doing posing in somewhere, standing somewhere.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
And you need to move your body to do that. That was another one of those games.
Yeah.
Have we decided how we're pronouncing Takeshi? Takeshi.
It's Takeshi, isn't
Takeshi.
It?
Takeshi. Yeah. Takeshi's Castle. Okay, so after 35 years, it's back now on Amazon Prime. It was a famous Japanese game show at the time, and it saw a number of contestants battling ridiculously hard obstacles and really hard physical challenges to try and win the grand prize, which was 1 million yen, I think, at the time.
Right. I've got a bit of the theme tune, just to tickle your memory buds.
Oh,
Banzai on E4? Do you remember?
I do.
Do you remember Banzai?
No, I'm way younger than you guys. Okay.
Anyway.
Thanks so much for coming.
But look,
good to see you again.
Look, you might remember, you might think you've never seen it, right? Yeah. But you will, because it went on to influence loads of things like Squid Games. And do you remember Total Wipeout?
Yeah.
Total
Wipeout.
I'd spend an awful lot of time watching. And if you've ever taken part in Tough Mudder, have you ever taken part, the two of you?
I was talking about one the other day. What's the man?
Hellenbach.
Hellenbach,
yeah.
My children were doing Hellenbach
so
on Saturday.
They were all kind of influenced by this Japanese game. So it's back now on Prime Video. You would have watched clips narrated by Chris Tarrant and Clive James, or potentially
Craig Charles,
who's Lloyd from Coronation Street.
Yeah.
So now it's Ramesh Ranganathan and Tom Davies. They're the ones that are doing the voiceover to the clips. But you can also watch the actual Japanese show with subtitles on Amazon Prime as well.
Oh, so all it is the original Japanese show, but just being dubbed by English people.
It's a new version of. But they also incorporate the show from 34 years ago as well.
So it's pretty interesting. My kids absolutely love Wipeout. The old episodes of Total Wipeout, they love it.
They think it's brilliant.
It's the comedy of watching somebody else get snotted.
Exactly. Waiting for someone else to fail. That's the only reason anyone listens to this show, frankly. Ciara King, thanks so much for joining
us. Thanks, boys.
Takeishi's Castle on Amazon Prime.
Ray Foley.
You can check that out yourself.
With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love.
Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Miracle. Today FM, play the music you love. Calvin Harris, now there's a man who looks like he washes his hands after going for a pee.
Yeah.
Ellie Goulding, less so. By the way, I could have gone either way. I could have said it the other way. It was just genius. Today FM, playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Afternoon to you. This is a festival. Festival goers urged to practice good hygiene etiquette this weekend at Electric Picnic. Oh, God, it's so hard, though.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's just with Portaloos and you just, the whole, like, you've been needing to go for a waz and you've been, like, oh, I've been that soldier at Electric Picnic. And you're like, I have to stop drinking now because I've no room in me to go to the loo, and I don't want to go to the loo. Oh my God, I don't want to go to those toilets. Large numbers of people in a confined space sharing temporary toilets and showering facilities presents a hygiene challenge. Therefore, it's important that festival goers are aware of the hygiene and health risks that they could encounter and how to avoid them. Let me call my hygiene guy.
Oh, okay.
Now, of course, I've got a whole hygiene team, but this is just one of my hygiene guys.
Right. This guy most definitely washes his hands after using the facilities.
I've got this thing where when I'm in the loo, I don't touch the handle of the toilets.
Right.
I touch the top of the door.
The point where...
Literally the point.
The least amount of people are supposed to have touched.
Nobody would be using the top corner of the door. And I'm 6'2" and I can reach.
Fair point.
That's how I open and close the door.
I'm a sleeves guy or the enemy t-shirt.
What?
I'll use the end of my t-shirt or sleeves to avoid my skin physically touching the handles.
Do you use, if you're going into a cubicle, do you use to lift or lower the seat or the lid?
I use toilet paper, yeah.
Use toilet paper?
Oh, yeah.
I use my foot.
Wow, okay. Fair play.
We're germaphobes. It's ringing. I suppose it's the kind of place that, you know, a festival. Hello, is that Colm Moore?
It is indeed.
Is it Colm or Colm?
Colm.
Colm, good to talk to you. From Initial Hygiene, Ray Foley, Colm from Today FM.
Hey, Ray.
Well, this is it. Electric Picnic, here it comes. And for the germaphobes among us, it's riddled, isn't it, Electric? with germs and presenting lots of hygiene challenges.
Could be. It could be. So you got to think of where and how you get contamination from bugs. I suppose it's food, hands, and then obviously the air, which we're all very familiar with in the past. But mainly it's bacteria that we're talking about.
Right.
And that's going to be transferred by hands and touch.
E. coli has a terrible name. It's a frightening prospect, but it's one of the ones that, you know.
Well, it is, and sort of that sort of should be in your gut most of the time, and if it's outside your gut and then you're ingesting it and through your stomach and all that, that's when it can become a bit of a problem. That's when it can be quite nasty. So that would be, you could get that, let's say, in the loo, in the port-a-loo, where if somebody wasn't well or if they, you know, they vomited or whatever, you can pick up that from those sources as well.
What else, I suppose, would be the threat? Because you're talking about people that are between the toilets and the showers, and then the fact that everyone is... You're eating with your hands for the entire time and eating and drinking with your hands.
You are. Yeah. I mean, you have to become sort of, when you go to the loo, you sort of have to become, and I say the loo because the main reason is because that's kind of a reservoir. Everybody goes to the loo, and whatever happens before that, whether they're touching dodgy food or whether they're vomiting or whatever, or just touching dirty contact points, they're all going to the loo, and they're then touching all those points, and then you go in there and you're next, so you'll pick up what they have because you touch. So you have to become a sort of an acrobat when you go into these port-a-loos, like putting, you know, using a sleeve or a tissue or, you know, to hold the doors. I would, anyway. That's my advice.
Use the tissue. Give some tips, actually, there, Colin, when I've got you then. So use the tissue to open the doors or make as little contact as possible.
Yes, the bio, as I call it, the bio. Bring your own wipes, your water, and your towels. And the reason for wipes is because you could actually disinfect an area, but then water could be good for rinsing off ordinary dirt, which could contain bacteria. And then towels, it's very important to dry your hands afterwards, because that if there's moisture there, there's three things that bacteria need, is moisture, warmth, and food. And if you take any one of those away, you won't get as many bacteria, they won't be growing on you.
A hand sanitizer was a big one, of course. We were all using it during lockdown and all, but you should be bringing it with you this time.
I think so, and certainly a way of drying your hands afterwards. People always forget that. You could sanitize, but if you don't wash your hands first, it's always good to wash your hands, then sanitize, and then dry.
Okay. The towels you mentioned. Then in terms of clothing, what should we be wearing to in terms of protection?
I'd wear comfortable shoes. So this is a bit of a weird one. So people might wear wellies. And if you get sweaty and all that, you could actually, there's a fungal infection called athlete's foot, which is tinea pedis. And, of course, that can then, in time, manifest into jock itch.
All right, because I've heard about this before. I heard this years ago on the radio. Because when you're putting on your underpants... Or your boxers in my case, or my G-string, that you if you get athlete's foot on your foot, of course, how do you get your boxers on? You pull them over your feet.
I hadn't thought about this.
And then that brings it then back up to your nether regions.
Transfers there.
Well, that's it. And people, you know, you again, it's touch points as well. So you could be, you know, drying your feet or you know, doing whatever you do with your feet and then touch other parts of your body. And that's it's very, very easy then to transfer that fungal infection over.
So limit as much contact as possible and bring your own. Bring your own port-a-loo, actually, is probably a good show.
Fair enough, yeah.
Or stay in a hotel.
Or like a reverse camel pack.
they're all great tips. Colm, thanks so much for taking the call. For more information and tips, you can find more on initial.ie. Have I got the website right?
That's correct, yeah.
Initial.ie. Colm, thanks so much for taking the call this afternoon.
Lovely. Have a good one.
Are you going to EP yourself?
I'm not.
Of course, because you're
doing DIY.
for hygiene purposes, reasons. And you know what? You're dead right. Thanks a million, man. Much obliged.
Take care.
All the best. Bye.
Today FM's All Irish Track of the Week.
Rihanna, SOS. Today FM, we play the music you love. And that is our little broadcast for a Thursday. You're welcome. There's so much, JP.
Yeah.
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. we didn't get to do Denzel Washington's Washing Fun. Denzel Washington's Washing Fun, where Equalizer 3-star Denzel Washington tells us that he loves using his power washer. They're grey crack. Very satisfying. We didn't get to do Remember the Tritons, where Remember the Titans star Denzel Washington tells us that he's been signed up to be the new face of Triton Power Showers in Ireland. In Remember the Tritons. Now we're going to get to do Idina Menzel Washington.
Remember her?
Let her go. Let her go from Frozen. Where this is Idina Menzel Washington, where Denzel Washington comes in and covers the song Let It Go. Yeah. That song, of course, made famous originally by Idina Menzel in the movie Frozen.
Idina Menzel Washington.
I'll try to do that tomorrow from 2. Matt's on the way.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2.